Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the seventh day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Hay. Chavilei Kash v'chavilei Eitzim, bundles of straw and bundles of wood, or bundles of wood. V'chavilei Zrodin, or bundles of soft or tender shoots. Ein Mesakhin Behen, one cannot use them for schach whilst they are tied together in bundles. What's the reason? The Gemara explains, because sometimes a person would come from the field in the evening and a bundle of wood or shoots would be on his shoulder, and he'd put it up on top of his hut just to dry it out. And then he might change his mind and say, oh, might use it for schach. The Torah says, tase, you have to make the schach, lo mina osa, not from something that's already made. Meaning to say, that since the bundle was originally put up on the roof, not for a roof covering, not for schach, but to dry out the sticks or the bundles, when he just changes in his mind to leave it a schach, that's not kosher. That's called mina osu. It's possible, because what's happened is, what's made the schach is not his actions, but his mind. That's not good enough. You have to do an action to make the schach kosher. And because this might happen, the Chachamim said that even l'chatchila, even when he's intending to use it as schach, don't put bundles on top. Even when he's putting it l'shem schach, and not just to dry it out. Buchulon, but all those bundles, shehitiron, that he undid them, even after he put them in the sukkah, but if he undid them, that's called an action, and that would make the schach then kosher. Ksheres, it would be kosher. Mefarshim explained that even if he didn't intend to undo them and use them as a sukkah, but he did untie them to use them as a covering, just as a covering of his hut, that would be also good enough. Because we paskin like Beis Hillel, like we said before in Mishnah Aleph, that you don't have to have in mind l'shem sukkah, as long as it's l'shem schach, as long as it's for covering, as a cover, that's good enough. B'chulon, and all the things that we mentioned until now that are possible for schach, whether it's things that are joined to the ground still growing, whether it's covering that comes used materials that don't grow from the ground, or whether it's things that mekabel tumah, because they're manufactured into a product, or maybe the fruit which are mekabel tumah. All of these things are ksheros latfones, are kosher to use as walls, because the sukkah, when it says tasem, you should make a sukkah, it's talking about the schach really, not so much the walls. And therefore, all the things that we darshan from the psukim in terms of what's kosher for schach, if a kosher for a sukkah, it really means for the schach, not for the walls. Walls can be metal, tin, that's fine. Mishnah Vav. Mesachin ben Sarim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to make schach out of, or use for schach, you're allowed to use planks of wood. Rabbi Meir says you cannot use planks of wood. The Gemara explains, according to Shmuel, there's machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in this, but we paskan like Shmuel. The Gemara explains that if their planks are 4 tefachim wide, that's 32 centimeters wide, then everybody agrees you can't use it. Even Rabbi Huda would agree. Why? Because then it looks too much like the roof of a house. If it's boards which are less than 24 centimeters, less than 3 tefachim wide, then everybody agrees it's kosher for schach, because it's like bamboo, like sticks. Where are they arguing? Rabbi and Rabbi Meir are arguing about boards which are between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, between 24 and 32 centimeters wide. Rabbi Yehuda holds, they're fine, because they don't have a shear of what's called a mokum choshev. A mokum choshev, an important, substantial place, is called 4 tefachim. That's what makes it look like a tikra, like a roof, once it reaches a width of 32 centimeters. And then if it would reach that level, that width, then we'd say, oh, you can't sit under it because you might come to sit under a roof of a house. You might say, oh, look, if I can use a board that wide, might as well sit under a house. If it's not that level of width, it doesn't reach that width, it's not 32 centimeters wide, no problem. Then you can use it as chach. Rabbi Meir holds that if it's already more than 3 tefachim, that's already considered makom choshev. That's already considered substantial. Why? Because in the laws of Lovud, if there's an airspace which is less than 3 tefachim in distance, it's considered joined. Once it reaches three tefachim, it's considered a space. It's considered a makom choshev already, and it's not lovet. You can't join the two parts together, or that are on either side of the space. Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, a person might start to say, oh, if I can use a 24-centimeter board, width board, a 3-tefachim board, then I might as well sit under my house. So Rabbi Meir says it's even also under a 3-tefachim plank. Who's halacha like? Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that only once it reaches 4 tefachim, then the planks cannot be used for the schach. Nosen aleha nesa shehu rachav 4 tefachim. What happens if he put on top of the roof, on his sukkah, he put a board that is 4 tefachim wide, but he didn't put it in the middle, he put it on the side, on the wall of his sukkah. Ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. Why? Because schach that's posel can be fine if it's on the edge of the sukkah, only once it reaches a level of 4 amas, four amas, which is 24 tefachim, then it becomes a problem. Until 4 amas, we'd look at the roof, the schach that's posel, as if it's a continuation of the wall. We call it a defen akuma. Certainly, in our Mishnah 4 tefachim, that's fine, it's still kosher. However, don't sleep under it. Uvilvad shelo yishan dachtov, says the Mishnah, as long as you don't sleep under that board. Now, the truth is, that you can't have a proper meal or you can't eat bread or anything under that board as well. Why does the Mishnah pick on sleeping? You can't sleep underneath it. Is to tell us that sleeping, even a shinas ara, is forbidden. Even to have a casual sleep, like a casual nap, would be osur to eat and to have, and if you were under that board that's 4 tefachim wide. And why are we more strict with sleeping than with eating and drinking? That's because when it comes to eating and drinking, you can have what's called a snack outside a sukkah. There is a concept of achila and shtira, achila and shtira, which is arai, which is casual. However, when it comes to sleeping, there's no such thing really as a shinas arai, as a casual sleep. Why? Because every sleep, even if it's casual, can, according to the Tosfos Yom Tov, a person can have a casual nap and it can give him strength and satisfy him, almost like a solid sleep for many hours. And for that reason, it's forbidden even to have a shinas arai underneath when you're not in a sukkah or underneath a board that's 4 tefachim. The Tiferes Yisrael says the different reason. He says it's because having if you allow a person to have a shinas arai, a casual nap, a person might stretch into a long sleep, what he thought would be just a casual nap.